Kale and Company weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Good morning, Kale and Company News Live this Wednesday morning. We're in the 40s right now, but we will be warming up to a lovely 70 degrees today. Just a beautiful sunny day. Sponsored this morning by Natural Lawn of America. So it's official as far as what's going on with a criminal investigation launched into that Sunoco pipeline, the leak in Bucks County that I've been reporting to you for quite some time now. The Pennsylvania Attorney General's office says, use the words environmental crime section. That's where this investigation is leading us, and they are taking up the case in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So the spill involves jet fuel and other petroleum products. The Sunoco Twin Oak Newark pipeline, operated by Energy Transfer, spans more than 100 miles from Philadelphia all the way to North Jersey. So Energy Transfer confirming the leak just last month, but residents say they've been reporting these issues for 2 years. So earlier this month, the State Department of Environmental Protection ordered the company to supply all residents in the neighborhood with bottled water, as well as install and monitor well filters for these individuals. This is Upper Makefield, Bucks County area. And so are there more homeowners impacted than originally known? That's one of the questions. But today the remediation begins, as Sunoco is now required to do a cleanup and start searching for draining that fuel, jet fuel that we know of that has been leaked. So a huge story in our area that's making national news. And I will say, Jennifer Shorn, who is the district attorney in Bucks County, she was the one who initiated this, launched this, and then requested to the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office, Dave Sunday's office, to look into this. So that this is now an elevated situation. We have attorneys for three women who were victims of sex trafficking. The attorneys have announced that there's an agreement on a multi-million dollar settlement with owners of three different hotels. These are located along the Boulevard in the Northeast, Roosevelt Boulevard in the Northeast. So these young women were minors at the time, underage, and they were sex traffic victims, if you will. And so they say that these businesses did not do enough to protect these now three women. But like I say, they were children at the time. They were victims of sex trafficking when they were minors. So they will get, according to the attorneys, $17.5 million from Motel 6, Days Inn, and North American Motor Inn, all on the Roosevelt Boulevard in Philadelphia. I've been reporting on this since, I'll say, back in late 2016, early 2017. That's how long this case has been in the courts. So these were young people who were sex trafficked. So not sex trafficking, we talk about it in the news now. This has been going on, they say, for many years in the city of Philadelphia. We also have news, and this is a sad story about a Pitt student, a Pennsylvania college student, 20 years young, who has been missing for weeks now. And tragically, her parents had come out yesterday, I'll say mid-morning, and the parents of Sudiksha Konanki, 20-year-old University of Pittsburgh student, she vanished while on spring break in the Dominican Republic. They officially requested yesterday to declare their daughter dead after that nearly 2-week search.
Awful. Yeah, we have the video of this. It's kind of hard to listen to, but yeah, roll it.
It's with deep sadness and heavy. No. And heavy heart that we are coming to the terms with the fact that our daughter has died. This is incredibly difficult for us to process. We kindly ask you to keep our daughter in your prayers. We still have two young children to care of her, and they are at a very tender age. In light of this, we respectfully request some space, time, and privacy to focus on healing us and helping our children recover as we try to move forward with our lives.
That's just awful. Are they still suspecting foul play, or was it the weather with the water?
No, and they had taken an Idaho college student. They had taken him into custody. I guess they still have his passport. He's a 22-year-old Iowa native. He wasn't charged, but they took him into custody. And there were reports initially that this beautiful young lady, could she have been kidnapped? Could this be a human trafficking? They were looking at all the theories. But at this point, they believe that she was swept out to sea.
Ugh, just terrible. We had a family gathering up at my wife's family's house up in Saucon Valley on Sunday. And my wife's aunt has a daughter who's a senior at Penn State. And she just came back from spring break. And she was down, I don't know, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, something to that effect, and came back. And that was a story and a topic of conversation because, obviously, Penn State and Pitt, not too far apart. Just awful.
Yeah, and she was just 20, I believe a sophomore at Pitt. But these parents, obviously grieving and devastated by this, had held out hope. As far as the 22-year-old Iowa native, who in this case, Joshua Ribe. So he was in court yesterday making an appearance. And so now they've said that he's a witness, but he needs to come back later this week. He still has to stay in the Dominican. He was the last person who witnessed her, who saw her.
There was that surveillance video that everybody saw where they were kind of walking around and he had his arm around her and everybody's like, uh-oh,
yeah,
what's going on here?
And you just know that the evil, corrupt media was much, 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 much rooting for this to be another Natalie Holloway versus just tragically swept out to sea.
Yep. Well, her clothes were found, right? Next to the beach, or on the beach, next to the ocean.
They went for a swim. That's the report. And we actually, our Henry VIII vacation expert guru, our own Henry Mashit, he had said that he vacationed at the same spot.
No.
And it's kind of weird. But Henry had said that in this area, there's such an undertow. So we heard the story that overnight, the hotel, very swanky five-star hotel, they lose power. Everybody leaves the hotel at whatever, 3 in the morning. What do? They walk down to the beach. Let's go for a swim. It's hot out. And so they all go for a swim. So the report is that this 22-year-old kid, this Joshua Ribe, he actually saved her the first time, that there was an undertow. He saves her the first time. Witnessed, you know, that happening, was interviewed to that effect. And so the family's then connecting and thanking him for what he did. It turns out that and even now he's being very gracious. His family's there. They're being very gracious. They're grief-stricken for the family of the victim here.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out he was a witness. He was a guy who was a good guy.
Okay.
So they're all being very gracious with each other. It's just, oh my God, it's just tragic.
Yeah.
Very sad story. So we have that going on, and we'll continue to follow that for you. We also, of course, there's a lot of Trump news, a lot of Putin, Trump, their famous phone call. That all is making news as well. What they agreed to, what they didn't agree to during the phone call. It was supposed to start at 9 a.m., but they gave a window of when it would start. So that was in contention yesterday morning. But I guess they started talking in the 10 a.m. hour, spoke for about an hour, and at least have some agreements, but not fully agreeing to a full ceasefire. That's the bottom line.
They're going to do, they're not going to hit on energy, any of the energy plants or whatever. So.
So.
It benefits Russia and not Ukraine at all.
A tiny bit of progress as far as stopping the fighting. So we have that going on as well. The good news, I will say this, that for our family, I don't know if your family's watched, but we did watch in the 6 o'clock hour, 5:57, the whole NASA TV feed as the astronauts, Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore, the astronauts, making it back home just in time for dinner.
On a beautiful day, no less.
It was beautiful. In the Gulf of America, after enduring a little over, nine-plus months in space, far longer than originally planned for.
Here's the video of them touching down in
Gulf of America, off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida.
And splashdown. Crew 9 back on Earth.
How awesome is that?
Thank God.
Now, who is broadcasting that? Because they acknowledged it as the Gulf of America.
That was the NASA feed.
Oh.
It's pretty cool.
Okay.
So, four astronauts in all. It took forever for them to get, you know, they have to open up the capsule.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, if you look back at the video, the fun part, and I wondered if your little girls and if Greg and Stephanie's little boy, if you notice the dolphins.
I've seen the other follow-up video, where they're swimming around them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, were they protecting them? They're like little angels of the sea. So that was just a positive energy. It was wonderful to see them back
home. Something splashed and they were like, ooh, what's this? Oh. Is it food?
CNN labeled them as MAGA dolphins, the extremist bottlenose.
The MAGA dolphins greeting the astronauts. They're back home.
That little thing that crashed there into the water, like not crashed, but landed. Was that what they were in the entire time?
No.
That's got to be much
they
bigger
were in
than
the
that, right?
International Space Station, which is about the size of a maybe 4 or 5 bedroom home.
Yeah. So that broke off and that came down. And
so even for 9 months in space, they're living in a bigger place than I am. I'll be damned.
You feel like you're in a capsule.
I do.
I wish you could go out and see some dolphins.
I want to get lost for 9 months.
And that woman's hair looks better than yours.
It does. Well, now she's going to have plenty. You know what she should do? She needs to hire an agent and get a herbal essence or Vidal Sassoon.
Yeah.
What's the shampoo brand today, Dawn? There's got to be like a top shampoo brand out there.
No,
I just use body wash on my head.
Do you?
Yeah.
You use body wash?
Yeah, it's like the 3-in-1 mixture. Hair, body, and face.
In all seriousness, when was the last time you used shampoo? I'm just curious.
2018. 2018.
Wow.
Yes. Specifically shampoo.
Okay.
Nowadays, since I have hair basically nowhere, I just use the 3-in-1.
Nowhere.
Just douse my whole body in it.
Naked man.
I'm like NASA.
Naked
we skin. Have Splash Landing.
So, Splash Landing, they're home. And we're learning a lot about the impact, which I never knew. I learned a lot by watching that. We can talk about it moving forward. The health impact of being in outer space, why it was critical they came home now. Because with these astronauts, usually you're only supposed to be up there 3 to maybe 6 months max.
Jeez.
That zero gravity, what it does to your body, your bone density diminishes. There are some quite serious health effects. So that's why they had to go right into a medical facility for treatment and evaluation on their internal organs. And it actually turns out it was more serious situation than was being reported.
Does it mess with your equilibrium as well?
Everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ugh.
But your internal organs, they said some astronauts, though, because it affects your spine, that you grow as much as 2 to 3 inches.
Really?
Yes.
I stopped growing when I was 16.
But then you can it can shrink, I guess, when you...
Can you imagine, like, I come back from space and I'm 6'9".
The only way I will really get to 5'10" is if I go to space.
So, it's pretty fascinating stuff. Hey, we are sponsored by Natural Lawn of America, from the organic fertilizer to the safer weed and insect controls. Natural Lawn, make sure your lawn thrives naturally season after season. Just choose Natural Lawn. Get that free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED now. You're going to love the forecast today. Beautiful, bright, sunny day. Enjoy it. 70 degrees. And in Philadelphia sports, one of the big headlines is the Philadelphia Eagle, who we say thank you. Brandon Graham announced his retirement.
55.
15 years.
Yeah.
I remember that first year when Eagles fans lost their minds over drafting Brandon Graham.
Say that.
And they took they wanted Earl Thomas, and Earl Thomas ended up having a great career in Seattle, but didn't last as long as Brandon Graham.
Did you, when you were in sports radio, did you do the, should we,
yes.
Is he a bust?
Yes. I
6-1 out.
I did that show for multiple years. Especially in July.
Oh, man.
When there was nobody around and nothing to talk about.
I got
to
say, though, that for him, like, really, he's such a humble guy, and he always talks about how, you know, like, he started off slow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got to give him credit because he really came full circle.
And he seems to me like one of the guys that will go to the White House on April 28th.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Really?
No.
I don't see him going.
I don't know that for a fact. I don't know that for a fact, but I, you know.
He seems like a guy, even though he might disagree with politics, that he would go for the sanctity of the office.
I don't know about
that. 15 seasons, French, you know, most impactful play in Eagles franchise history, announcing his retirement. So Brandon Graham, first round pick out of Michigan back in the day in 2010.
What a way to go out, though, right?
Yep. That's how I want to go out. World champion. That's how John Elway went out.
It's true.
Back to back.
Yep.
He's like, I'm out.
So he gave that emotional farewell speech yesterday. So congratulations and thank you, Brandon Graham, as we move on. That's our first edition, Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. We've got Bruno at 7:45 today for the cut sheet. Some unbelievably hilarious stories, including Don Lemon talking about how he had his nipples caressed by female talent at CNN. used to call those, if you pinch the nipple really hard, it would go purple, and we'd call it a nurple. That was
purple nurple.
A purple nurple, yeah. The Lehigh Valley joke in the 90s.
By the way, Dawn knows him, so like I'm going to lean on you. But
yes.
I really believe that story that Don Lemon told is a complete lie.
I was going to ask Dawn if she actually partook or was one of the people involved in Don Lemon Nipplegate. But we'll get to those big stories coming up later because we have some big stories. Chuck Schumer, AOC, Tim Walz in the Big Take when we come back. And then, of course, the JFK files and a lot of judges. We have the Supreme Court Justice John Roberts. We have an Obama judge and a Biden judge all kind of smacking down Trump a little bit yesterday. We'll get into it and we'll try to figure out how it plays out. We're back after this live on a Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app. The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Brought to you by Bucks County Estate Traders. Defeated delusional and in denial Democrats. Donald Trump and Republicans, they hit a few potholes yesterday when it comes to deportations and gutting the federal government. We'll get into Chief Justice John Roberts on the deportation front, as well as a judge ruling against Trump and Elon Musk on the USAID front coming up in just a little bit this morning. But those two hiccups pale in comparison to where the Democrat Party is right now. And you would think, after Sunday shows revealed Democrats in the 27% to 29% favorability range, that they've come to the realization that they are on the verge of maybe the biggest political collapse in the history of political parties in modern day America. But nope, they continue to make fools of themselves. Tuesday was no exception, as AOC, Chuck Schumer, and Tim Walz continued to show how detached they are from reality and the common citizen in the United States. But let's do a slow build, shall we? Here was AOC, who, according to CNN polling on Sunday, is the face of the Democrat Party, at a complete loss for words because she knows she is defeated. Here's AOC on TikTok checking in with her lunatic base. Listen and watch.
Hey, everyone. I'm just popping on. And, you know, to be honest, I'm not even sure why I'm popping on right now. Hey, everybody. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining. I mean,
at a loss for words, folks. She's broken. Remember when she was jumping up and down on the campaign trail like a contestant that was just selected to come on down on The Price is Right? But the cold hard truth is this. She and the progressive wing of that party, they're one-trick ponies. They peddle fear, hatred, and run on claims of communities that are under attack. It doesn't work anymore. They don't have a George Floyd to elevate their platform. The writing is on the wall, and it comes from publications that support the AOC cause. The New York Times, headline from the Ezra Klein podcast, quote, "Democrats need to face why Trump won." They write, quote, "The shift is real. This is the thing I am most shocked by in the last 4 years, that young people have gone from being the most progressive generation since the baby boomers, and maybe even in some ways more so, to becoming potentially the most conservative generation that we've experienced in maybe 50 to 60 years. And guess what? Tim Walz, He also should be completely shut down from media appearances. He represents the delusional in the Big Take today. Here was the human Stretch Armstrong on Gavin Newsom's podcast talking about being a tough guy and kicking MAGA's ass. Listen and watch this.
How do you fight it?
This notion
I think
of
I can kick most of their ass. I do that. If they want to. I know I can outrun them, but I don't know if we're going to fall into that place where we want to. Okay, we challenge you to a WWE fight here type of thing.
Tim Walz is in his 60s, but I'm sure plenty of Trump supporters would be happy to tune him up at WrestleMania 41 a couple of weeks from now in Las Vegas, Nevada. And this will be as effective as having guys like Harry Sisson and David Hogue pivoting to use curse words on social media clips to somehow try to relate to and attract young men to the Democrat Party. Tim Walz just doesn't get it. He never did. Vox wrote a column on how the former VP Kamala Harris failed. Yesterday they wrote, "This is why Kamala Harris really lost." In it they write, quote, "Voters who got their news from TikTok were much more likely to swing to the GOP than other voters, even after controlling for demographics." David Shore's data, courtesy of Blue Rose Research, also shows that it could have been worse for Kamala. And this is the big takeaway here. Had all registered voters participated in the 2024 election, Donald Trump's margin of victory would have jumped from 1.4 points to a whopping 4.8 points. That is a damning statement. And finally, from defeated and delusional to in denial. For some reason, Chuck Schumer spent the day doing media hits across the country, CBS, MSNBC, and even on ABC with The View. One could argue that he just gave Republicans the best campaign ad for the 2026 midterms. Here's the man who once famously posed for a photo op with a slice of cheese on a frozen burger on his grill, showing how oblivious he really is when it pertains to your tax dollars and the government. Enjoy this clip from The View. Listen and watch.
And you know what their attitude is? I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me? I don't want to pay taxes. Or I built my company with my bare hands. How dare your government tell me how I should treat my customers, my the land and water that I own, or my employees? They hate government. Government's a barrier to people, a barrier to stop them from doing things. They want to destroy it. We are not letting them do it, and okay, we're united.
I give the government over 30% of my salary. Some of you out there probably give up over 40% of your salary. That right there should be used in commercials for every Republican senator and congressman next fall. Does the Democrat Party really think this guy will attract young voters? Who loves government? Who's dependent on the government? Who wants to cough up 25, 30, 35, 40% to Uncle Sam, especially in this day and age where things are very expensive? But it didn't stop there. Schumer was on CBS News' morning show with Gayle King, and she called him out for his lack of popularity within the party. Listen and watch this.
Hakeem and I, we have a day of action on Medicaid. In every state, in every corner of the country, Democrats are talking about they're going to Medicaid centers. They're going to people who would be deprived. And
Senator, people don't have faith in the Democrats.
Well, let me say this.
No faith whatsoever. In fact, only 27% support. The lowest the party has seen in 33 years. And the data backs up the polling as well. Vox wrote the following yesterday, quote, "Young voters in 2024 were much more conservative than millennials were at the same age. This might be because their parents are Gen Xers. If you look at the millennials were more left-wing in a bunch of countries, Canada, the UK, and Europe. I think that there's the story right there you can tell to people. Baby boomers, quote, were an incredibly left-wing generation in most places around the world, and millennials were their kids. But Gen X was really quite a bit more conservative than the boomers in most countries. And there's a lot of theories you can make about that. Oil shocks, stagflation, and neoliberalism. But whatever the reason, they write, Gen X came out more conservative. So I think that part of the story is simply that the current crop of young people had Gen X parents." Here's a little more of Chuck Schumer in his 70s talking about conversing with a Republican when he's doing cardio at the gym. Listen and watch this.
I am hopeful
that our Republican colleagues will resume working with us. And I talked to them. One of the places I told them to go in the gym, you know, when you're on that bike in your shorts panting away next to a Republican, a lot of the inhibitions come off.
The inhibitions come off? You mean when you're on the elliptical, you don't call the Trump supporter next to you a Nazi-supporting Hitler worshiper? I think Chuck is shot. Timmy, he had a three-month audition, and AOC, for the first time in her life, she's short of words. Trump might have had some setbacks yesterday with judges, which we'll talk about shortly, but I'd much rather be in the GOP camp right now than the Democrat Party. A party on the verge, I believe, of an existential crisis, and we're watching right now an identity crisis. And that's the big take. And that's the big take.
Big take.
The big take, brought to you by Bucks County Estate Traders. It is the place to furnish your home or office and make a statement. You can browse over 16,000 pieces, all high-quality, famous brands, meticulously cared for and curated by their experts. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com or their showroom in Hatfield. If you want to jump in, 855-839-1210, the phone number. I thought really one of the big revelations yesterday, and we're going to get to some of the other big stories, certainly with judges and JFK. We'll get to the JFK files shortly. That information, that data that was out there, courtesy of Vox, had every registered voter voted this past election in 2024 in November, Donald Trump would have won the election by 5 points. That is very telling. We know that there are not really these landslide elections anymore, but Trump did about as well as you can do as a Republican. He won the popular vote. He swept all seven swing states, and that thing was called relatively early in the early hours of Wednesday morning, 1:30, 2 a.m., whatever it might be. But that was very telling. And I got to tell you, if you're a Democrat, how do you continue to allow Chuck Schumer to do the media blitzes? Who decided to send him out yesterday and put him through the interview car wash, so to speak? I don't know about you, Dawn, of all the clips that he had, of all the clips of Walls and AOC, Chuck Schumer saying, no, no, you need us. We're the government. Almost like that mantra of, hi, I'm from the government, and we know what's best for you. You're dependent upon us. How dare you get mad that we take a portion of your salary so that you can have all the luxuries that you have in this country? Chuck Schumer seems completely detached from where America is right now.
Yeah, I think the truth, okay, first of all, I know we love all these studies, but in truth, by the very nature of, you know, this country, if you look at generational voting, generally speaking, people tend to get more conservative and become more conservative as voters, as they become homeowners, as they become parents, as they pay taxes.
And that's me in a nutshell. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people start out because you have so much ideology and you're young and you don't own anything and you really don't pay bills and you don't understand what it's like to earn a paycheck and get all those taxes taken out and your kids can't do things and you can't do things. Then when all that reality sets in with people, depending on where you are in your life, then all of a sudden you go, oh, wait a minute. Look at the government taking all my money. This is not right. How are they spending my money? So I think all those studies are, I don't know, I love to look at all the studies, but at the end of the day, that's pretty much the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for the Democrat Party right now, which is really there's a battle between progressives. The progressives have basically hijacked the old school Democrat Party, which used to say that it was about workers' rights, which used to say that they stood up for workers. They used to stand up for the little guy and gal. And what do they stand for? And so that's really, when I think about, you know, Greg Stocker, the brand manager, when you think about what is your brand, the Democrats right now, their brand is what? Protecting biological men in sports?
They're on the wrong side of every 80-20 issue in the country.
Right? Honest to God, what is their big stance?
Yeah, bash Trump and cater to the fringes.
But not just take away Trump for a moment. What are they doing? Oh, they stand for, they're fighting for, you know, anti-Jewish sentiment. Let's bully those Jewish kids on the campus. Let's beat them up. Oh, yeah. Let's support, you know, the rapists and murderers who have come into this country illegally and are raping and murdering. That's like what they're defined by. That's what they're that's what they're making headlines for.
They haven't had that moment where the light bulb goes off in their head and they say, we have been so conditioned to contest Trump on every single issue that contesting Trump on three or four major issues that he was able to win on actually make us look completely foolish. And they've, instead of coming to the realization at the 23rd hour that it's insane to defend illegal aliens with criminal histories or members of Hamas that want to eradicate Jews and Western civilization, they can't flip over because then they would be in alignment with Trump, and that runs counter to their entire agenda for a decade. So they're damned if they do, and they're damned if they don't. And I actually hope they continue to stay in the position they are, because it only shows how stubborn they are and how completely detached they are from just common sense, logical thinking. And they don't operate that way.
They can't survive like this, though. And so that's, I think that's what it's like a slow death. And that's what we're watching.
And nobody can break through with common sense. Say what you want about Josh Shapiro, but compared to AOC, he looks like a very sane, normal, logical human being. But he can't cut through because all she does is theatrical productions, and Shapiro will come off looking low energy, and nobody listens to what the substance of a very mild-mannered politician says. Everybody's looking for the bells and the whistles and who can cut a WWE wrestling promo and galvanize a base. 855-839-1210. Let's get to the JFK files on the other side. 80,000 files, according to the New York Post. I only have two or three pages that I want to get into. We'll talk about it. Were you surprised by anything? Are you completely disappointed? And maybe the biggest question of all, why did it take this long? If this is nothing, why did we have to wait so long? We're back after this here on Kale & Company.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about common sense. Doesn't it just make sense that you choose a lawn care service that makes sense, you know, to hire a company that's going to provide those better results and is safer? It's just safer for your family, for your pets, for your kids. Maybe you have grandchildren. Well, that's why my husband and I, we shopped around and we looked at all the different lawn care services. Years ago, we chose Natural Lawn of America for a reason. That's our lawn care company for years. At Natural Lawn, they really believe in this, and I can tell you that. They believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without all those harsh chemicals. Who wants that? And Natural Lawn uses environmentally friendly products that keep your lawn not just lush and green, but it also protects your family, your pets, from organic fertilizers. That's what they use, to the safer weed and insect controls. Natural Lawn makes sure that your lawn thrives naturally, season after season. You don't have to take my word for it. Join the growing number of homeowners who are switching to Natural Lawn's safer services. Start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn that, yeah, you'll be proud of, but you'll feel good about it, too. Just schedule Natural Lawn's full-service program. That's what I've had for years. Get free seeding every year. If you want that greener, lush lawn plus the free seeding, just call Natural Lawn, 800-FREE-SEED. It's really low maintenance. They make it so easy. They do a great job. 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best. Call the best. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
So a couple of things on this front. You could sit there and say promises made, promises kept. Okay, I got you. I do not see any redactions, so I give credit for that, although based on what's revealed, I don't know why you would redact anything. I mentioned earlier about how you thought about this for years and years and years and decades, and whatever came out last night was either going to confirm or deny what your belief system might be. It was the post I saw was from Dave Rubin of the Rubin Report. He tweeted, JFK files are out. Remember, if they don't confirm what you want them to confirm, it's because of crazy conspiracy that you and you alone, only you can solve. Good luck with that, which I think is a really interesting way to put it. And I don't think we really learned much. I guess it comes down to what you think the backdrop of this story has been for so many years. I've always thought that the CIA was complicit in the assassination of JFK. I just want to highlight and illustrate two postings that were screenshots from all of the thousands of pages, which, by the way, I don't know that any human being other than maybe Vivek Ramaswamy could actually read all of this in one night.
80,000 pages.
I don't know how anybody sifts through that. I don't even know how people on social media grab pages of relative importance and find them and highlight them so quickly, but they do it. And one was from one of the social media right-wing posters, Colin Rugg, who I think does a nice job. He says, and he posts the screenshot, newly released JFK files tell a story about how Gary Underhill, who worked for the CIA, was found dead after he revealed to friends that the CIA was responsible for JFK's assassination. Quote, the day after the assassination, Gary Underhill left Washington in a hurry. Late in the evening, he showed up at the home of friends in New Jersey. He was, quote, very agitated. He says, quote, a small clique within the CIA was responsible for the assassination. He confided and he was afraid for his life and probably would have to leave the country. Less than 6 months later, Underhill was found shot to death in a Washington apartment. The coroner ruled it suicide. Always very suspicious when those types of themes pop up. And then another one where Jack Ruby allegedly met with Lee Harvey Oswald at a nightclub weeks before JFK was killed. That also according to a CIA memo. So, you know, there's a lot of people with their theories out there. I still believe it was the CIA. I don't know if these two things that I just read for you further cement that belief. I think it kind of moves the football, so to speak, in that direction for me. And two things can be true at once. I thought the coroner and one of the autopsy experts that Fox News interviewed yesterday, you can read it on foxnews.com, he said, I wouldn't expect fireworks because it was really shoddy autopsy work by an inexperienced doctor who is not trained in homicide autopsies, which really sparked a lot of these conspiracy theories. And I'll just wrap by saying this because I want to get everybody else's thoughts. Two things can be true at once. It can be a lone shooter while simultaneously having CIA connections here, whether it's Oswald, whether it's Ruby, whether you talk about what I just mentioned with Gary Underhill. So I still think it was the CIA. There's a lot of Russian influence here if you read some of the other documents. Dawn, I know you're not overly enthused by these stories, but do you think that this further proves the possibility that the government was complicit in this?
I think that it proves, the biggest thing it proves to me is this administration is trying to fulfill its promises and trying to increase transparency. So what does that mean? If we get all of the files, these are 80,000 pages released. I was looking at the last large, a block of documents that were released. That was in 2022. National Archives released 13,000 new files. So this is one of, if not the largest dump of information. I think a lot of history sleuths, everybody's going through this, but it's a promise kept. It's, 80,000 pages. They're saying they're all unredacted. So you look through it, you scan through the thing and you go, I think it's not, I think the devil lies in the details. And so I think there are some details that are emerging as we look through this that are interesting. But I think overall what I see is at the end of the day, when I zoom way out, Donald J. Trump wants to restore trust in our institutions. So one of the things that I think can do that is when you have transparency. So this was promised, back in 1992? It was promised. Congress ruled on, voted on it. So let's release the stuff.
So then, we don't
have, not just this,
yeah.
JFK, RFK, as well as then MLK Jr. All of it.
Unless somebody unearths something in the next day or two after they read all 80,000 pages, it doesn't look like there's any smoking gun type thing. So you go back the last 33 years, you mentioned 1992. Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden. You go through all the presidents. Why would this not be released if there's no smoking gun to it? Remember, the 9/11 commission was done, and it was released relatively quickly. What was that? Maybe 2 or 3 years after 9/11. The Warren Commission does their report, and this stuff is basically kept in filing cabinets for decades. It doesn't make sense. Who was being protected? Because from what I gather, based on what we have here, there's nothing to justify keeping all of this private, is there? I don't see. So I give Trump credit, but it's also like, I look at this and I say, well, why did the last six presidents before Trump not reveal this? There's nothing in here damning to the CIA.
It's 2023. There's nothing new here, except names.
These 80,000 pages were not released prior.
Correct. So why would not every single page be released is my point. Right? Why would every page not be released? There's nothing really in here.
Agreed.
So that's my question. Why would Biden not release all of it? Why did Trump the first time not release all of it? Forget Democrat or Republican. Every single president since 1992, D or R, why not just, you know, shoot your shot and put it all out there? I don't have the answer to that question. Unless I'm missing something.
You guys, I don't think all of it has the entire volume fully been released, because yesterday was the first day. This is a huge volume of information. I don't even think that, I don't believe that all 80,000 pages have even been dumped yet. I think that they released the first thing last night, and they'll continue to do that. This is a large volume of information.
And honestly, I don't even know how you find out how many pages have been released, because everybody started putting out the link last night to the government website where you can click on each one and download the files. I mean, unless you want to go through that exhausting exercise and count how many pages have been released, I don't know if it's 11,000 pages, 52,000, or all 80,000. I have no idea. What they should have done is just made binders with 80,000 pages and had 13 guys from social media show up and walk around for photo ops. Then we would know.
I'm surprised they didn't do that.
Yeah.
The thing about, first of all those influencers that you've been referencing, they were, Scott Pressler among them, they said they were already, they didn't go there for that one news release. Right?
No,
you know that, right? They were there for something else, and somebody decided, I don't know whose big idea that was, to give them that information.
Yeah.
But that, so I don't know that this is, that this would be insane to print this out for anybody.
I know. This is excessive printing even for me, and I print a lot of stories.
They're not releasing anything in hard copy, and that's why everything is online. But I think it continues over.
Yeah,
you know, we won't even get all of it until maybe tonight or tomorrow.
I think to answer your question, I think that it was released in dribs and drabs since 2018, starting with Trump the first time. Biden released most of it in 2023. I don't think there's anything new here.
All right.
I just think it's all stuff that's been released over and over and over again.
Okay, well, that's, I'll just say for the record, that's not what they're saying, Greg. You may be correct, but that's not what they're saying. They're saying that these are pages that are unredacted, so perhaps what was released in the past, 12,000-13,000 pages, this is 80,000 pages. The significant piece, they claim, is that it's unredacted.
Is the Underhill stuff new, or is that old?
That was also out there.
Okay.
So perhaps they're releasing all of it. They're just putting what was released, as well as the new stuff. But I think the difference here is that there were things that were redacted.
Okay.
Now it's unredacted. Maybe that's a piece of it.
855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. We'll come back, get to some news from Dawn to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. And then also a couple of judges throwing in a little monkey wrench here on Doge, as well as transgender military participation. Not a great day for Pete Hegseth, Elon Musk, and Donald Trump, including what Chief Justice John Roberts had to say in response to Trump's post about a judge who's not on board with deportation. Back after this, hour two on the way.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.